Hey, this is Agent of Social Media Chaos. I am joined by the Horror Stream Live. Normally, I'm on his channel, but today he's on mine, and we're doing the top 10 Easter horror movies.
Hey, agent. The funny thing is recently I've been on your channel more than you've been on mine. But yeah, it is true that we started out agent being more on mine, but lately it's been switched up a little bit. But anyway, as long as I'm doing something with agent, I'm happy. His channel, my channel, somebody else's channel, whatever, I'm fine with that. So, Easter horror movies. That's what you're doing your top 10 list today.
Yep.
By the way, happy Easter, everyone. Well, I will say this. I think I've seen exactly zero Easter horror movies. So, how many Easter horror movies did you stumble upon?
I lost count.
Oh, so there's a ton.
Yeah, not as many as Christmas and Halloween, but it is a close third to those two holidays.
Oh, geez. So there's a huge amount to watch then.
Yep.
Because you guys got to remember, the you audience, Agent watches all these newer, lower budget films as well. It's like as long as it fits in that genre or that sub genre, then he'll watch it. And if you just go on to a modern streaming site like Tubi or something, it's just overwhelming how many movies are just constantly being pumped out. Like there's tons of movies being made on a regular basis. So yeah, there's and all the movies straight to video and so on. There's just so many, and he is dialed into all that. I'm not. So yeah, he's dialed into the huge amounts of films that are being made. I'm mostly a classic guy myself. 80s slashers are my favorite, 70s probably second favorite.
Yeah,
And
those are
then
my
maybe
favorite genre as well, by the way. 70s and 80s slashers.
yeah. I think that's probably the most common of all, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I
I think
also really like Animal Attack and zombie horror movies in a close second and third.
right. But that 70s and 80s slasher moment. And you know what's beautiful is I was born in 71, so admittedly the early 70s was before my time. The late 70s I did start to tune in to horror and things. Well, actually I started tuning into horror extremely early. But actual proper horror, I didn't, I started tuning in at the in the late 70s, but certainly for the 80s I was dialed in. And that was, the video store and Friday the 13th, and that's when those things were really big. And it was a gorgeous time. It was a beautiful time. I've been watching an old guy, an old music producer, complaining about the music of today and the industry and how it's changed and so on and so on. And it's really interesting hearing his expert opinion, his expert insights. But I'm going to say the same thing about film. I think film peaked in the 80s and it's been downhill ever since. I'm not saying there's nothing good today or in the 90s or 2000s. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's a downward slope.
Yep, and I agree there. The 80s was the best generation for film.
Yeah. And it was escalating to that point. So, like early film can be super incredibly fantastic, like very amazing. But there was something about creating great film and entertaining film for the audience. That was, I think those two things came together. The best in the 80s. And it's just like, you can't deny The Wizard of Oz. And that was, what, 1939?
Yeah, my cat is up to no good, so I'm going to go check on him, and you can continue talking. I'll just leave it recording. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. So, you can't deny, films like The Wizard of Oz. It's just spectacular. But for some reason, I think the 80s really was hitting home run after home run, again and again. And one excellent example, I think the greatest example is actually within the horror genre, and that is John Carpenter's The Thing. I think that we were used to, in the 80s, we were given home run after home run after home run, and it was kind of getting boring, or there was no work for the critics to really do, and we just needed a movie to not like. And for some reason, John Carpenter's The Thing fit the bill.
And it's a 9 out of 10 movie, by the way.
I would say even higher. And a lot of other people do too. Some people say that it's the greatest horror film of all time. Some people say it's just their favorite, or it's the their favorite horror movie of all time. But a lot of horror fans actually say that this is their favorite film of all time. And I can understand all that. I can understand how, but it was absolutely despised when it first came out. And I think that is mostly a product of there's just too many good movies that are coming to theaters. There's just too many good movies that are being made that people love. They just kind of needed to hate one. And John Carpenter's The Thing. Oh, now, there was a stupid reason for me to hate it. and I didn't really hate it. But when I saw it on the shelf, that the title I thought was stupid, The Thing. I hated those titles. I was like, I just despise those titles. Anything even similar to that, The Thing, give me a break. And the picture of that light behind that parka, that wintry parka. Now, it's an iconic movie cover now, but you got to remember, I'm Canadian. And so, like, a light shining behind a guy in a winter coat is not a big freaking deal to me. And actually, I thought it was kind of stupid. And there was no really horror bits to that cover. So I hated the title and I hated the poster. So I skipped that movie for a very, very, very long time. Until, so I skipped it like a lot of people did. Until, finally I sat down and watched and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. It was just an incredible film. But, like I said, when I look back at, a particular weekend of film in the 80s, early 80s, late 70s, things like that, every film is iconic and still stands up to today. Are the top films of today going to stand up in 20, 30, 40 years from now? The answer is no. Maybe a couple of them here and there, a little bit. I'll give you a great example. The number one example of all that is The Force Awakens, Star Wars The Force Awakens. That was by far the number one film, and everybody upon everybody was seeing it and loved it to death at the time. And now they don't. And by the way, I hated it from the beginning. I finally got around to watching it, and I was like, this is the movie that everybody is just drooling all over?
I also hated it.
And I just thought, so people have no clue what they're doing. Like, the fact that this movie is so loved at this moment is ridiculous. But it is what, you know, it happened. And I was like, okay, well, obviously I cannot listen to the masses about anything because, you know, I don't even know what the hell they're going on about this movie. It's a shitty remake of A New Hope. And and I was like, I can't believe that everybody's falling for this thing.
The expanded universe is better than everything Disney has made, even at its worst. The expanded universe was better.
Well, Disney is never going to let go of Star Wars, so I don't know if the expanded universe will ever turn into film.
It won't. Unfortunately, Disney literally made it not canon, then immediately started copying concepts from it, but making them lame and gay.
Probably because, you know, it's just a money thing. They just didn't want to have to pay out royalties and stuff like this.
Yep, that is actually the reason. Lucasfilm literally had a deal with the authors of the expanded universe where they got paid royalties every time something they created showed up in the movies. And Disney has just been ignoring that to a point where the expanded universe's authors have been suing them over that.
Well, and The Force Awakens was so overhyped. And whatever, I just checked out right then and there. I was like, okay, I'm done. And I haven't even seen the movies that have come after it. I have not even seen them.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. I stuck around until Solo, and then I left after that because it's like, you know what? I was right originally. I should have trusted my instincts. Disney Star Wars is dead.
Yeah,
because even back with the very first movie, I hated it. But I still stuck around until Solo because I was holding on to hope that maybe Disney might be able to do something good with it. And they just kept failing.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, bringing this back to the thing, I just can't, you know, I just can't imagine a world where the thing comes out and all the critics hate it and audiences reject it. And it literally ruined John Carpenter's career. What at the moment? Now, I have a funny theory about that. I think that horror fans, like myself and Agent, benefited from John Carpenter failing at the thing. And the reason is because horror is usually always the bottom of the barrel. And it's because the thing failed, incorrectly, but it still failed, that his, 'cause that was his one big opportunity, big budget studio film, and it flopped. And because he was, I guess, a studio failure, he had to kind of stick around in the horror genre, which was to our benefit. And let's be honest, the thing did not flop. It was some fluke of nature, weirdo kind of thing. It was, like I say, by all, you know, it's up there with The Silence of the Lambs as far as quality movie making, quality film, entertaining film. It's like a gigantic, and a lot of horror fans put The Thing number one, as number one on their best favorite horror movies of all time. And it's right there, rightfully so. But it flopped, and it ruined John Carpenter's career, which us horror fans can thank, because now he's stuck in horror. He's stuck at the bottom of the barrel, and that was to our benefit. So we got In the Mouth of Madness, and we got all sorts of other really great John Carpenter horror flicks. Because had The Thing been successful, he probably would have gone up and been doing dramas and all sorts of other types of films. But because it flopped, we got to keep him. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Like, listening to people, it's difficult because, like, they're just wrong so many times. And here's another great example of the horror community pissing me off. It was Halloween 2018. Halloween 2018, I'm like, now, I am a person that likes Rob Zombie's Halloween 1. I don't like 2, but I do like 1 a lot, actually. I really, really like that film. But I also understand where people were coming from and why they didn't like it. So I'm fine with that. The fact that we just disagree, that's all. But with Blumhouse's Halloween 2018, oh my God, I can't. Everybody was gushing, oh, it's better than the original. This is the best thing ever. This is the best sequel ever. It's just the best, the best, the best. And it made a ton of money. And I finally got around to watching it, because generally I prefer to skip Blumhouse's films. I got around to watching it, and I was like, there's some good parts in this movie, but there's a lot of crappy parts too. So I would average it out to a mid movie. And I was like, why is the horror community, why are horror fans gushing all over this movie, for this movie? I just couldn't understand it. So that was another example of everybody being wrong. I don't know too many people who were coming out of 2018 saying that it was, you know, pointing out all of its flaws and saying, well, it was, if you average it out with some of the good stuff, then it was mid. It was everybody that I heard talk about Halloween 2018, oh, it's the best movie ever. And then, but it's interesting, time cured that of them. Over time, they're like, okay, yeah, I guess maybe it's not as good as I originally thought. Same thing with The Force Awakens. Oh, maybe it's not as good as I originally thought. And then it just keeps coming down, down, down. And now we agree. It's you know, crap or mid or what have you, because there was a man on YouTube.
They were blinded by member berries.
That, yeah. His name was Doomcock. I don't know if he still makes videos or not. He was a friend of Gary from Nerdrotic. Anyway, he coined the term hypnosis. So there's hypnosis, is when you're under a spell, and hype, and he combined hype with that. So there's the hype behind a movie, the hype behind a film that is blinding people or putting them under a spell. So it's called hypnosis. And people get under that a lot. And it boggles my mind. Like a movie like Get Out, that was just propaganda. And if you were for the propaganda, if you liked the propaganda, then you loved the film. But if you weren't, then you had to judge the film on its own merits. And to me, it was kind of a poor film. When you combine all the crappy propaganda, goes to zero for me. I hate it. But if just from a filmmaking perspective, just judging it on the film and forgetting about all the propaganda, it was mid. Like, I could see that twist a mile away. As soon as they started speaking of hypnosis. Interesting. Coming back to that again. As soon as they mentioned hypnosis in the movie Get Out, I was like, oh, I know what's going on now. I was like, that's not good. But anyway, yeah. But when you combine all the propaganda, the, you know, black people victims of white people slavery and all this kind of stuff, again, nonsense. But anyway, we are talking about Easter.
Yep. And we got sidetracked and derailed for about 20 minutes.
Oh, geez. Well, this is going to be a long one. So
yeah,
I hope you're still here because we're going to be going through the Easter Horror Top 10 agent picks. Why don't you get us started?
There are surprisingly a lot of Easter-themed horror movies, and I watched and reviewed most of them for an Easter horror movie binge I was doing. These are my top 10 favorites of the one I saw. Number 10, The Bunny Man Massacre. Joe and Bunny Man's adventure continue in a rural ghost town. Bunny Man's bloodlust knows no bounds as he slaughters indiscriminately anything that crosses his path. Joe is all too happy to encourage his behavior, selling the dead victims as beef jerky in his local store. In addition to Joe's body disposal problem, the local sheriff becomes suspicious with the disappearances of a few of his deputies. His investigation crosses paths with two persistent sisters that refuse to die at the hands of Joe and Bunny Man. Some will live and some will die, but all will be damaged.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
Before we do...
Okay.
Fun fact, this is a sequel.
Yeah, you were saying... I got that from what you were just reading. But yeah, I haven't seen the original either.
Yeah, the original actually sucks.
Oh, the original sucks.
Yeah, it's like a trilogy. The first movie in the trilogy is awful. But two and three are really good.
Oh.
And this is number two.
Okay, so... is this Easter, or is it just a bunny?
It's more like a serial killer bunny, but it counts under Easter under technicality because of that.
Okay, okay. So, let's check out the trailer.
Investigating the recent disappearance.
Oh crap.
My deputies. Well, you wouldn't happen to know anything about that now, would you?
Nope. People go missing around these parts all the time.
What is the first and third one called?
First one is called Bunny Man, and third one is called Bunny Man Vengeance.
Okay. That looked good. I will, you know, again, this is more... I have too many old classic films to get through. But I'm really glad I'm hooked up with Agent because he, like I said, is in touch with these more modern films. And that looks good. I would watch that for sure. Okay, number 9.
Fist of Jesus. Jesus Christ and Judas Iscariot battle zombies.
Okay, this is definitely Easter. Okay, let's check out the trailer.
Jesus! Jesus! Mi hijo Lázaro ha muerto.
Lázaro no ha muerto, solo está dormido. No. Y voy a despertarlo. ¡Lázaro! ¡Levántate y anda!
¡Viva Jesús!
¡Judas, huyamos! ¡Vámonos! ¡Tenemos que salir de aquí!
Oh.
¡Romanos zombies! ¡Cowboys zombies! ¿Qué le hemos hecho a esta gente? ¡Nos hemos convertido en monstruos!
¿Y ahora qué piensas?
¿Tienes algo que pueda usar como arma?
Solo tengo este pescado.
No es un pescado. Son dos.
¡Demonio de Forcemo!
Una limonita para este pobre leproso ciego.
Al final, no hemos evangelizado a nadie.
Al menos hemos enviado un gran número de almas al reino de mi padre.
Generally, I get a little uptight when it comes time to adaptations of Jesus and them sort of turning him into a joke or something like that. But that looked really good and really funny. And oh my God, the gore. Holy crap.
It's also an indie short film that's available to watch completely on YouTube.
Oh wait, that Fist of Jesus is a short film?
Yep, about 15 minutes long total.
Okay, so that 2-minute trailer showed a lot of the movie.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The short film. Well, but no, that's okay. So it's a short film. That kind of makes it a little bit even more interesting, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So, if they go to this article and they click on this video, is that on the same channel as the actual short film?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask you to maybe put a link to the short film.
In the article?
Somewhere. Maybe even in the description of this video.
Okay. I plan to do that.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. You can just click down below and watch the movie for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So, number 8, what have you got?
Night of the Lepus. Rancher Cole Hillman is fed up of rabbits plaguing his fields. Zoologist Ray Bennett conducts an experiment to curb their population, but it gives rise to giant rabbits that terrorize the town.
I finally seen one, and I've seen this one because it's public domain, right?
Yeah, I didn't know it was public domain.
I think it is. I think that's why I've seen it. Anyway, let's check out the trailer.
What happened that night?
night science made its greatest mistake. What unknown terror was born that night? What is the terrifying mutant that strikes from behind the shroud of night? That night. That night of the Lepus. A night of total terror, more shattering than your strangest nightmare. What caused the unnatural death, destruction, and panic that night of the Lepus? Janet Lee. Stuart Whitman. Rory Calhoun. And Paul Fix. Night of the Lepus. Kill one, and thousands take their place. What devil creatures growing weight and size every day are hidden behind the eyes of horror? What can stop them? Night of the Lepus from MGM.
Okay, so I was wrong. That's not the one I was thinking of. That looks like one amazing classic horror movie amount of cheesiness.
It was.
Yeah. Cheese, cheese, cheese. Looks a lot of fun, though. I've heard of this one. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it. I think the one that I was thinking of was Frogs. You know that one?
Yeah, that's actually one I've seen as well.
Yeah, I think that one's public domain.
Whereas, and that one is probably going to be in another top 10 coming in July.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Agent's a lot more organized than I am, that's for sure. Okay. Number 7.
Feaster Sunday. Dr. Gideon Lear just wants to put on the greatest passion play this little town has ever seen. But as Jesus has disappeared, the lead actress is distracted by a love triangle with the understudy and a high school sweetheart. Some filthy hobo won't go away, and someone is painting ominous warnings on the door.
Okay, let's check it out.
What do you mean you're breaking up with me?
Me, Tess? Life hasn't always been kind to her.
Can you be more unprofessional?
She can never seem to meet the right guy.
No, I'm gay. I'm a gay man.
Until a man from her past reappears.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since like we graduated.
Yeah, 10 years. Wow.
To turn everything upside down. This will be one Easter Sunday she'll never forget.
This is real.
Feaster Sunday!
I'll never leave you.
You're kind of becoming my muse.
Well, that looked weird.
It was.
Okay. Number 6, what do you got?
Easter Holocaust. In a small town, a demonic form of the Easter Bunny murders everyone in its path. The residents realize that they must destroy the creature before it completes its Easter Holocaust and brings about the apocalypse.
Jeez. Serious stakes on this one. Let's check out the trailer. From Monarch Films.
My daughter Ellie, well, she died birthing that thing in the forest where she used to dance the devil's dance. You stupid bitch, we don't have time. Do you want to die? It's here and it's gonna...
Is everything okay?
Oh.
we're satanic cannibals.
No!
They ain't never gonna find you.
You got demons, and I'm gonna come and clean up every fucking last one of them.
The child needs to recite a certain passage from the book.
Are you ready to meet your maker? Well, that looks like homemade cheesiness. Well, homemade, a lot of fun. That seems like it would be a really cool ride.
It was.
Yeah. Okay, Peter Rottentail, number 5. What do you got?
A doomed magician makes a deal with dark forces, which ends in tragedy. Soon he is back to exact his bloody revenge.
Okay, let's check out the trailer. Oh my.
And now for my finale. Final trick.
I swear, dude, I think it was the fucking magician from the party.
Well, here we go. Get Peter the Great is taking a dirt nap, cuz.
No, man, I swear it was him, only he had some weird mask on.
I remember you. You were a party or something when I was a kid. You were a mime or something.
Hey, grown-ass.
Dude, your demonic slave kind of sucks.
Whoa, look out! Demon with a carrot!
Whatever.
They won't forget me.
That looked a lot like one of Cinemassacre's AVGN videos. Reminded me of that. Okay, cool. What do you got for number 4?
Bunny the Killer Thing from 2015. There's actually 2 with this title. There's a 2015 one, and then there's a remake a few years later, which was not as good.
Oh my god, they're remaking films from just a few years ago.
Yeah, you know how they've remade a lot of the French movies with the American remakes, and there's the Spanish movies with American remakes?
Yeah.
This is kind of the same thing. This is a Finnish movie originally, and then there's the remake, which is not Finnish.
I tell you, one of the worst remakes I've ever seen in my life. When it comes time to what you just were talking about, was called Inside. Inside was a French, it's an extreme film, and a lot extreme. Oh, I think they also did Martyrs. Well, anyways, I think both films were remade. And there was an American remake of both of these films, and they're both originally French. And the original movies are so incredibly good and brutal. And the American remakes of them are absolutely insanely terrible. I couldn't even friggin' believe it. They're not worth even watching. So you're saying the same thing here, just watch the original?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot, unfortunately. And especially, I don't know. I don't even know what they were thinking. But anyway, they exist. And they exist, by the way.
We are what we are comes to mind as well.
Oh, that is another remake?
There's two of them. There's the original Spanish language one, which was in 2010. Then there's the remake, which was in 2012. The American remake sucks.
Right. One of the reasons, and by the, they literally just want the clicks. They want you to mistakenly, because of the hype of the original, a lot of people will, just because of the hype of the original, watch the remake just because of that reason. Or they will click, they will select it on accident. So they will be looking for the original, but they will click on, they will mistakenly think that. So it gets a lot of views through being kind of a, it's a bit of a scam. If you ask me, it's kind of a scam. And that is a really shitty way to get people to see your film. Just by doing that. But anyway, it happens, and it happens far too often. And by the way, foreign countries do the same thing. It's not just America that does it.
Yeah.
Lots of other countries sort of copy American films.
China had a remake of Anaconda recently.
Right, okay.
Because the original was an American film, and there's a Chinese remake that came out in, I think it was 2020.
Yeah. Well, there's lots. And there's a ton of this, but it is kind of scummy and scammy. And you would think that the center of the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, being America, they'd be a lot more strict on their own, because they're trying to force other countries to abide by all this stuff. You would think that they themselves, but no, they're going to do it too. But anyway, so the next one is number 4.
Yep, Bunny the Killer Thing from 2015. A group of Finnish and British people get stuck to a cabin when a creature, which is half demon, half rabbit, attacks them. The creature is Bunny the Killer Thing, and is after anything that is resembling female genitals.
Oh, jeez. Okay, let's check out the trailer. It's on YouTube, so it can't be that. Okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
Mitä?
Tuli hälytys Kevätlaaksosta. Kunnon hälytys eikä mikään porokolaari. Vai eikö ollut pilapuhelu?
Kaikki hälytykset tarkistetaan.
Siellä on joku iso ellä, joka jahtaa lomalaisia. Sillä on valtava siitin. Se puhuu englantia.
Englantia.
Torkuen, meet. castle on...
I don't know what to make of that one. But I think sometimes that is really good in a trailer when it just doesn't give you all the answers. So you put that at number four, so that's pretty high. Why is it so high for you?
Because it was hilarious watching it.
Okay, so it is kind of a bit of a comedy.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, next, number three.
Rotten Tail. Adapted from the cult graphic novel, Rotten Tail is the story of a geeky fertility researcher, Peter Cotton, who, when bitten by a mutant rabbit, transforms into a vengeance-seeking half-man, half-bunny. What's a boy to do? Why, take a hippity-hoppity trip home, of course. Peter begins a bloody killing spree of revenge that culminates in his childhood hometown of Easter Falls.
What's he seeking revenge for?
The scientists that created the rabbit that bit him.
Okay. Let's check out the trailer.
No one in or out until Project MR is complete.
I don't have any projects called MR.
I can't really talk about it because it's top secret.
Find out how to make more of these things ASAP.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
You're going to need to send help.
Send everyone.
It's not Peter anymore. It's Rotten Tail now.
I am a rabbit man. I mean, not like a rabbit man, but a rabbit man.
There is no such thing as a bunny man.
Are you ready to see the Easter Bunny, kids?
Yeah! Yeah!
Kill the rabbit! Bring me his brains!
Man is still King of Jungle, and I'm King Kong!
That is one crazy story.
Dude, I need you to take that mask off.
Snakes are on the house!
Okay. That looks weird.
It was. And you know how I like weird horror movies.
You like... Is it just horror, or do you like weird everything?
Actually, I kind of like weird everything.
There you go. Okay, number two.
Easter Casket. All hell breaks loose when Peter Cottontail, aka the Easter Bunny, hears that the Catholic Church is about to do away with all Easter rituals not pertaining directly to the resurrection of Christ. With Father Asher, a warrior priest, hot on his trail, Cottontail starts a rampage, leaving the bodies of the clergy and a few schoolgirls in his wake. Can Asher stop him before it's too late?
I don't know. Let's check out the trailer.
Hi, my name is Dustin Mills. I'm an indie filmmaker living in Ohio, and I want to talk to you about my new project, Easter Casket. Now, Easter Casket is something we're really excited about because it's an Easter horror film, but it's not about a psycho in an Easter Bunny costume. It's about the fucking Easter Bunny, like the man himself. He'll be portrayed by a puppet, and he will go on a killing spree, killing clergy and sexy schoolgirls and all sorts of ridiculous things. There's ludicrous action. We have a warrior priest named Father Asher with retractable armor and a sword who fights demons. It's just utter lunacy. We've put everything and the kitchen sink into this movie. Now, what's unique about this Indiegogo campaign is that we are going to make the movie. We've secured a little bit of money. It's enough to get the movie done. We're using the Indiegogo as our pre-orders, essentially. So, if you donate $10 or more, you'll get the perks off to the side, which the minimum is that you'll get a DVD, and you're helping the movie be better. We start filming in January, the movie comes out in March, and the more money we get, the better the film gets. So if we raise the full $5,000, that's better special effects, that's better costumes, we can feed our actors, we can pay our actors better, we can afford cooler locations, we can get DVDs, professional DVDs printed, we can do marketing in magazines and websites and things like that. So, The movie is getting made. This is a chance to get your own exclusive copy of the film. And every donation makes the movie better. Bigger and better and crazier. If we get enough money, we can include some of the crazier crap that we've wanted to do and maybe had to hold back because of the budget. I want to talk to you a little bit about the perks of pre-ordering Easter Casket. For $10, you're going to get the DVD sent to you on release day with a personal thank you note. For $15, you're going to get the same thing, except your movie will be signed and you can sell it on eBay later or something. $20 gets you a signed DVD and a signed poster featuring awesome, kick-ass, amazing artwork. $30 gets you all of that and a kick-ass Easter Casket t-shirt. And then there's a big jump. It jumps right up to $500, and I'll tell you why, because now you're in producer territory, all right? So for $500, you get all of the other perks plus an assistant producer credit in the film. That's your name up in lights on IMDb, in the credits, all that jazz. For $1,000, you get a producer credit, all the other stuff, and a prop from the movie. Ooh. And for $2,000, you get all that other stuff, including a prop from the movie, and an executive producer credit. That'll be on IMDb, in the credits, the whole shebang. It's legit. All right, well, I hope you'll consider donating to the movie. It's going to be really fun. We're really excited about this one. I'm really proud of the script. And thanks for watching.
Is that the video you intended for us to see?
Yep. Unfortunately, there's no trailer, but this was an indie film, and it was crowdfunded on Indiegogo. So while there's no trailer, there was the Indiegogo pitch video. So okay. I decided to include that. The reason this is number two, by the way, is the puppet Easter Bunny. Unfortunately, this movie is also kind of hard to find because it was an Indiegogo movie. So you're going to have to either track it down on the high seas or buy a used copy on eBay. Because it's not available any other way other than those two methods I listed. Which is one of the downsides to indie.
Could I ask, I'd like to ask a favor of you. Well, my second favor, I guess. The one was to post the link to that short film. But the other one is this. If you're listening or watching this video and you have any ideas on how to get films like this out to more people, I know there's, there's got to be a better way. Maybe it's just posting the video on YouTube so that everybody can actually see post the movie to YouTube so that everybody can just see it. But there's got to be a way to get films like this, the more obscure films like this, out to people so that people can actually watch them. Make them easier to access, because that I'd be really interested in. So if you've got any ideas other than just posting the movie to YouTube, I'd like you to put it in the comments. And agent, if you get any interesting ideas on how to, you know, in the comments, could you forward them to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, because stuff like this, it needs to be seen. And I'm really glad that you showed us the pitch video, because it kind of shows us the sort of movie, the pre-production part of an ultra low budget film. So yeah, great.
And yeah, the Easter Bunny was a puppet in this movie. And that was so what good. I loved about that.
And it was so good that you actually put it number two.
Yep.
Wow. That's great. That just goes to show you, right? That
yeah.
You can't discount these little tiny micro budget Indiegogo movie type things. I know we're all interested in Freddie Michael Jason and the stuff that Hollywood, produces and stuff like that. But there's so much more to it all than just that. Okay, number one. What do you got?
Cute little buggers. When hostile aliens crash land on local farmland, the villagers at the summer ball get suspicious when young women start going missing. The villagers soon band together around our hero, Melkor, to fend off the alien bunny invaders and bring back peace to the sleepy English countryside.
Okay, let's check out the trailer.
Who are you?
This is no accident. It's clearly an animal attack, and the matter needs to be taken seriously.
You're a little cutie, aren't you? Yeah.
What we've stumbled on must be a new species.
You didn't stumble. They attacked, Professor. Then I intend to fight back.
I hope you've got a permit for that, not.
You've got to go help the girls. They've got them and they've done terrible things for them.
Lots of CGI in that one.
Yeah.
So why is this your favorite Easter horror movie?
Because I liked the commander of the evil rabbits. He was funny.
Okay. And there you have it, folks. I have seen exactly zero of these. I'm pretty sure that none of them went mainstream, right? None of these are mainstream.
Yep, none. In fact, most are actually small indie, and you can watch most on Tubi. It's literally right. Just that one that's hard to find.
Is there any Easter horror movies that are mainstream?
Nope.
There aren't, are there?
Yeah, there's a ton of Easter horror. It's just none of them are mainstream. They're all the small indie niche category.
Yeah, the Bunny Man ones almost kind of made it there. Did they start out in the theater?
Nope.
Oh, Bunny Man didn't? But I heard of them. So they were getting a bit of buzz and a bit of talk around them, surrounding them. But that's about it. I'm trying to think of an Easter horror movie. I don't even really know of any Easter movies other than the Ten Commandments, which we used to watch every Easter. I don't know if it's really an Easter movie.
In my childhood, we had the Easter Bunnies Coming to Town and Easter Egg Morning. Both of which were cartoon short films. And the Easter Bunny is Coming to Town was a sequel to Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Rankin-Bass short.
Oh.
So it had that train engineer guy from that movie.
Wow. This article of yours has 223 hits on it.
It is one of the oldest ones on the site.
Well, it's been viewed 223 times. Now, either by a person or a bot or something, like I can't tell the difference, but it still has 223 hits. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's interesting that there are no mainstream. Actually, there isn't very many Easter movies at all. What is the big Easter movie?
Like I said, I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I don't know either.
Yeah, there was like a Charlie Brown Easter and a Winnie the Pooh Easter specials, but...
But they weren't even all that big.
Nope.
I can't think of any. I'm going to just do a real quick search. There's The Greatest Story Ever Told from 1965. Ben-Hur. Which I've never seen.
Yeah, I've heard of both of those, but I've never seen either of them.
Do you know, the Nazis have a twist on The Greatest Story Ever Told. They call it The Greatest Story Never Told. So they add the letter N. And there's a website that's completely dedicated to that. And it's basically Hitler in a good light. So it's obviously... so it's... I guess it's... According to our history books, which, by the way, I don't believe them either, but this is kind of the opposite. Hitler was the good guy, and he was a... And Hitler did nothing wrong and all that kind of stuff. And there's a whole... website dedicated to the greatest story never told. But this Easter one is greatest. I've never heard of it. And I've never seen Ben-Hur, which is a shame on me. And they recently remade it, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't think the remake was recent, but yeah, they did remake it. But it would be recent by your standards.
But I think it didn't do well. But I don't know how you remake a movie like Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur was considered like one of the greatest films of all time for the longest time. But anyway, so there really is no Easter films. Like, there's a couple little bits and bobs here and there, but not really anything. Yeah, the Ten Commandments. I wonder why the Ten Commandments is considered Easter. That we watch it around Easter time, but the Ten Commandments is not like Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus, the death and resurrection of Jesus, the crucifixion, death and resurrection of Jesus. And the Ten Commandments is about Moses. And the two did not exist on Earth at the same time. They're very separate stories, but whatever. So yeah, there are no Easter movies, which is weird. And I guess especially no Easter horror movies until you tap Agent's brain and his skill at...
tracking down weird, obscure horror movies.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a great list. Better than my list, because my list is empty. So check those out. And thanks for having me do this top 10 with you, Agent.
Glad to have you.
And happy Easter, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
Yep. This is John D. Hyena, agent of Social Media Chaos, Chaos Goblin, Chaos Reviews, and High Priest of the Church of Waifus, signing off. Hee ha 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 ha!